from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia reaffirms commitment to peace and Palestine's freedom. Indonesia's mineral wealth is a pillar of the national economy. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has returned home on Tuesday after attending the Gaza Peace Summit held in Sharm el-Sheikh, Arab Republic of Egypt. The summit brought together world leaders to sign a peace and ceasefire agreement in Gaza, reaffirming Indonesia's active role in global humanitarian and peace missions. More details from Anissa Audrita.
President Prabowo Subianto reaffirmed Indonesia's commitment to actively contribute to the peace process as a concrete action of the nation's support for Palestine's independence. He made the statement upon his arrival in Indonesia on Tuesday after attending the Gaza Peace Summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.
Indonesia is also invited to take part in this major process. This is indeed our determination as a nation.
President Prabowo also mentioned that Indonesia has long been active in sending aid to conflict areas. He emphasized that such support will continue as a form of solidarity and Indonesia's commitment to global peace.
We've sent aid, ships, and Hercules aircraft many times. I believe the people of Palestine and the Middle East can see how committed Indonesia is. We have also delivered a large amount of food, thousands of tons of rice, and we will continue to support this effort.
Dan kita terus komit untuk mendukung ini.
President Prabowo further emphasized that Indonesia is ready to take a greater role in maintaining stability and peace in Gaza, including the possible deployment of peacekeeping forces. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia possesses highly strategic mineral and coal resources that serve as one of the main pillars of national development, while also playing an important role in driving the global economy. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Bahlil Lahadalia, in his speech at the Minerba Convex or Mineral and Coal Convention Expo 2025 on Wednesday in Jakarta, said, Indonesia's mining sector holds vast potential that plays a crucial role in improving public welfare and ensuring sustainable national economic growth.
Ekspor kita timah terbesar di dunia.
Indonesia is the world's largest exporter of tin, followed by other commodities such as bauxite, copper, and rare earth elements. These are among the assets we continue to develop as part of our national strength. What does this mean? Ladies and gentlemen, our abundant natural resources must be managed wisely for the benefit of the nation and the welfare of our people.
He noted that Indonesia is the world's largest producer of nickel, ranks 5th to 6 in coal production, and 2nd in tin production after China. Through the downstreaming policy, Minister Bahlil said, the government has successfully increased the added value of mining commodities, as reflected in nickel exports that have grown more than tenfold since the ban on raw ore exports was implemented. Amid the global shift toward clean energy transition, he said Indonesia's mining sector faces challenges to continue innovating implementing sustainable practices, and strengthening environmental, social, and governance principles. He also reaffirmed the government's commitment to carrying out the energy transition in line with the Paris Agreement, while ensuring fair and sustainable mining governance that benefits all levels of society. Moving on to the Indonesian Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, together with the Ministry of Law and Human Rights, are strengthening legal protection and the identity of cooperative products through the registration of collective trademarks. This initiative was conveyed Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, Ferry Juliantono, during the National Seminar on the Facilitation of Collective Trademark Registration for Merah Putih Cooperative Products, held in Jakarta on Tuesday.
Dengan dukungan Kementerian Hukum melalui surat edaran Menteri Hukum,
with the support of the Minister of Law through a 2025 ministerial circular on the acceleration of collective trademark registration for cooperatives and MSMEs, we now have a clear legal framework to protect cooperative product identities and to speed up registration processes across Indonesia.
Through this policy, the government hopes cooperatives can move up, expand access to financing, and become a driving force for an inclusive economy throughout Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Cooperatives Ferry Juliantono emphasized the importance of cross-ministerial synergy to strengthen the legal and economic value of cooperative and micro, small, and medium enterprises products. Kiki Novita Sari Purba has the full report.
Indonesian Minister of Cooperative Ferry Juliantono conveyed the importance of the synergy at the National Seminar and Cooperation Agreement Signing Ceremony held in Jakarta on Tuesday.
Disinilah nanti kita akan.
This is where we will continue to work together to increase the added value and marketing reach of products made by communities in villages and sub-districts throughout Indonesia.
He also said that the Merah Putih Village Cooperative Program is part of the government's effort to strengthen the people ecosystem from production, processing, distribution to marketing. According to him, cooperative not only play a role as distributor of basic necessities for rural communities, but also as buyer and developer of local products so that they have a strong identity through the registration of collective brand for cooperative product.
I would also like to welcome the signing of the Interministerial and Interagency Cooperation Agreement today as a concrete step toward national synergy in developing a legal protection system and economic added value for cooperative and MSME products.
Indonesian Minister of Cooperative hope that this interministerial synergy can accelerate the digitization of the collective brand registration process, strengthen data integrity, and provide legal assistance for cooperative and MSMEs. Those Indonesian local products can be added value and competitiveness in the global market. Kiki Novita Sari Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
The 12th International Conference on Computer Control, Informatics and its Application, hosted by the Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, is being held in Jakarta on October 15 and 16. This conference is part of Indonesia's step towards the vision of digital transformation. Dika has the detail.
The 12th International Conference on Computer Control, Informatics and its Application 2025 highlighted Indonesia's commitment to building a collaborative national research ecosystem through big data and open infrastructure. This year's conference, themed From Data to Knowledge, the confluence of open link data, big data, and AI, is detailing BRIN's vision and investment in scientific infrastructure, directly linking the event to Indonesia's national mission. Chairman of the Research Organization for Electronics and Information at BRIN, Dr. Budi Prawara, emphasized how the convergence of data technologies is vital to the country's progress.
At BRIN, the convergence of these technologies align perfectly with our national mission to strengthen Indonesia research and innovation ecosystem. through the Research Organization for Electronics and Informatics, we are advancing studies, scientific computing, AI, and machine learning, data analytics, robotics, cybersecurity, and digital infrastructure, with that form the foundations of Indonesia Digital Transformations Agenda.
Head of the Research Center for Data and Information Science, Dr. Esa Prakarsa, further emphasized the importance of data.
Looking ahead, we envision a future where the data and knowledge from the backbone of the national innovation systems, a future where open data and AI can empower smarter decision in the public policy, sustainable development and scientific discovery, and a future where Indonesia contributes meaningfully to the global digital knowledge network. This is not a distant dream. Yeah, it's already unfolding.
Dr. Prakarsa also mentioned that data is now viewed as the new national resource. This initiative signals a move toward a more comprehensive national data system, reinforcing the spirit of global collaboration that the conference aims to foster, with the hope that the innovations will bring benefits not only to Indonesia, but the global community. Dikandayan Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources and Central Bureau of Statistics signed a Memorandum of Understanding on the synergy of duties and functions in the fields of energy, mineral resources, and statistics in Jakarta on Tuesday. Head of the Central Bureau of Statistics, Amalia Adiningar Widyasanti, stated, "This collaboration marks a strategic step in improving the accuracy of national energy data. It also includes strengthening the data foundation for more targeted and evidence-based energy subsidy distribution policies."
Di mana tentunya kolaborasi ini adalah.
This collaboration reaffirms our shared commitment to the importance of data in formulating more accurate and data-driven policies
dan berbasis data.
Meanwhile, Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Bahlil Hadalia, revealed his ministry and the Central Bureau of Statistics have been discussing the updating of the national socio-economic single data.
Saya kan dari awal berdiskusi terus sama Ibu Winnie dan tim.
From the beginning, I have been in continuous discussion with Mrs. Winnie and her team. Maybe after one or two more rounds of review, we can start using it for LPG, fuel and electricity subsidies. The head of Downstream Oil and Gas Regulatory Agency also has a key role in overseeing the fuel subsidy.
In his remarks, he emphasized that all data calculations and validations are fully entrusted to the Central Bureau of Statistics. This effort aims to ensure energy subsidy policies are implemented transparently, objectively, and based on integrated data. Three ministries within the Indonesian government have joined forces to support the infrastructure of Islamic boarding schools or pesantren following the incident in East Java in late September. Rama Shidki Pratama reports.
Indonesia's Ministry of Public Works, Ministry of Religious Affairs, and Ministry of Home Affairs signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, to improve Islamic boarding schools or pesantren infrastructure. They signed the MOU at the Office of the Coordinating Ministry for Community Empowerment in Jakarta on Tuesday, October 14th. Minister of Public Works Dodi Hanggodo said the cooperation will strengthen the role of local governments as one of the parties responsible for the construction and maintenance of pesantren buildings.
Lewat kesepakatan hari ini, kita ingin memperkuat peran Pemda sebagai ujung tombak pembangunan.
Through today's agreement, we aim to strengthen the role of local governments as the spearhead of development so that every pesantren, no matter how small, receives our attention, from the permit process and building certification to technical assistance.
Semua sekarang kita bisa dorongkan dari daerah kami di pusat, Kementerian PU siap senantiasa membantu.
Minister of Home Affairs Tito Karnavian also made a similar statement. According to him, the synergy will make local governments more active in monitoring the feasibility of pesantren buildings in their regions, as they are mandated for issuing construction permits.
Memang perlu adanya semacam MOU kerjasama antar
There really needs to be an MOU or cooperation framework among these institutions so that our colleagues in the regions, for example, local governments, with this legal umbrella can be more proactive in inspecting and supervising buildings in their areas, whether they comply with the existing regulations, including their feasibility and safety. Meanwhile, Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar said his ministry is conducting a data collection effort on buildings of more than 42,000 pesantrens across Indonesia.
Untuk memajukan izin, tentu persyaratannya sangat banyak secara formal. Nah, sementara
to advance the permit process, of course, there are many formal requirements, while the financial resources of pesantren are very limited. Applying for permits and so on also requires costs. So perhaps in the future, we will provide financial relief for construction of pesantrens. The MOU was signed following the collapse of a three-story building at Al-Khazini Islamic Boarding School in Sidoarjo, East Java in late September, which killed more than 60 people and injured around 100 others. Ramasitki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Selalu ku hitung hari-hari kau yang tak mau dan yang tak mau tahu. Terlalu lama ku jadi sahabatmu, kapankah aku jadi kekasihmu?
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Do you know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Galunggung punya tiga pendirian ialah satu, Galunggung tempat bertarung. Kalau bahasa Sundanya, Galunggung tempat
Galunggung. Galunggung has three foundations. First, Galunggung is a place for fighting. In Sundanese language, Galunggung is the place for galungan. Secondly, it's Galunggung Herin Ku Tangtung. This means that many people flock to Galunggung overseas. Galunggung ngadek, Tumenggung means standing as regent, but we have no idea when ngadek Tumenggung happened. From there, the second one happened when Galunggung Herin Kutangtung. This means that human beings flocked to Galunggung in the past. Before eruption, who climbed to the crater? The local people took a walk to the forest, made a visit of pilgrimage. Only some villagers knew. After Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982, many domestic and foreign people climbed it. That was a story about Mount Galunggung, which was explained by Bapak Sumantri, a public figure at Mount Galunggung. He is a historical witness of the eruption. Until now, the mountain becomes a tourism object in East Priangan, West Java Province. Mount Galunggung tourism object is developed by state-owned enterprise, Perhutani, and tourism office around 1997. This was explained by Suhara, staff of Perhutani Management.
Ya, dikembangannya itu setelah bencana alam.
Pertama pengolahannya yang
the tourism object was developed after the first natural disaster. The management, which I know, was managed by the village. There is hot spring and ex disaster, which now becomes Crater Lake. It becomes attraction for visitors. So it was opened by the government of the village, if not mistaken, by Village Community Resilience Institute. And it kept being developed in 1997 and has been developed by Tourism Office and Perhutani. Do you know or visit Mount Galunggung? Mount Galunggung is an active volcano with around 2,100 meters high above the sea surface. The last time the mountain erupted for around 9 months, starting from April 5, 1982 and ended on January 8, 1983. Therefore, Indonesia is one of countries which almost its territory enters in Pacific Ring Fire. So, no wonder there are many active volcanoes in some islands. Thus, the existence of volcano does not only leave tragedy, but also becomes tourism object which contributes foreign exchange through tourism sector. Now, Mount Galunggung in Tasikmalaya, West Java rises up as tourism destination recommended to be visited. Especially for mountain tourism lovers, about tourist visits so far, Ibu Oem, a food vendor at Mount Galunggung, has her own experience.
hari-hari tertentu aja, hari raya Idul Fitri.
On a certain day, at Al-Fitr, New Year, or commemoration of the Indonesian independence on a Saturday and Sunday is the most crowded. I also have foreign customer, friends, who often comes here. If in Indonesian it is dry season, the friend certainly comes here with a guide from Jogja.
Minum sampai mana? Bu, demi viral terus, Pak. Demi viral terus, Pak. Baik, baik, baik.
To get the crater, which is in the main point of Mount Galunggung tourism object, we must climb hundreds of stairs. This is quite exhausting. An officer of the entrance ticket of Mount Galunggung, Sofyan, explained that there are two sides of stairs. The yellow one consists of 620 stairs, while the blue one is 520 stairs.
Yang tangga ini 97, kalau yang tangga biru mah dimulai tahun 93.
The yellow stairs was made in 1997. The blue one was made in 1993. The blue stair has inauguration monument. The first stair is over there. The new one is here. Earlier, people paced on the sand here without stair. After arriving at the crater of Mount Galunggung, that you struggle to climb hundreds of the stairs will be paid off by presenting the beauty of nature of the mountain's peak. In addition, there is uniqueness which cannot be found at other volcanoes. This means that there is no smell of sulfur and the crater of Mount Galunggung looks like lake. The lake's water of the crater, if it is seen by naked eyes, has green color, as if there is no life in it. But, in fact, it becomes habitat for fish and other water biotas. Sofyan explained as follows.
Awalnya kan yang nanam itu istilahnya ngetes kadar air awal-awalnya.
Earlier, someone checked and tried to put the fish into the water. In fact, it resulted in a lot of fish. This means that it's safe for residents. Today, many people outside the region do fish farming. There is also from Banten. Now there are people who farm fish and also do fishing. There is golden fish, mujair, perch fish. Usually Sundanese people farm perch fish, cork, pamfret, and also gurami. Many people set tents to stay at night, especially on Saturday night. There are 100 people who stay at night, but on weekdays only there are several persons. Now to set a tent is centered. In the past, they could set a tent on the edge of the lake while fishing. To meet the present demand for selfie or taking picture of every activity with amazing background, tourism office and Perhutani provide various spots at the crater of Mount Galunggung. Take for example, we can try position at the commemoration monument of Galunggung eruption or view desk that is located between blue and yellow stairs.
The road to Mount Galunggung has been paved, and this makes visitors easy to get the blue or yellow stairs. Development of Mount Galunggung tourism object is also supported with the existence of integrated East Priangan tourist package. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Office of Tasikmalaya, Undang Hendiana, told Voice of Indonesia team.
Tentang city tournya ya bisa ke kabupaten, bisa ke Pangandaran.
Makanya about city tour, we can go to Regency or Pangandaran. Therefore, we initiate cooperation with head of region in East Priangan, and it has been signed, so it must have integrated tourism package. Although visitors stay at night in Tasikmalaya, they visit Galunggung. Undang Handiana views that tourism does not need to be limited with regional administration. Therefore, with the existence of the integrated tourism package, he hopes that Mount Galunggung can become the mainstay tourism object that has its own characteristics.
Do you know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to the province of Central Java, Indonesia, which has many beautiful waterfalls. One of them is Grojogan Sewu. Grojogan is the Javanese word for waterfall. Grojogan Sewu, or people also like to call it Tawangmangu Waterfall, is located in Tawangmangu District, Karanganyar Regency, Central Java. Grojogan Sewu Waterfall is located on the slopes of Mount Lawu. Grojogan Sewu is located about 27 kilometers east of Karanganyar City. It is part of Grojogan Sewu Tourism Forest. While the name translates to a thousand waterfalls, there are actually several waterfall points to enjoy within the area. Grojogan Sewu Tourism Forest spans 20 hectares, filled with various types of forest trees and inhabited by a group of tame monkeys. Grojogan Sewu Waterfall has complete facilities to support tourism. Some of them are forest animal park, swimming pool, resting areas, food stalls, fruit and souvenir shops, prayer rooms, and toilets. There are two entrances to reach the waterfall. At the first entrance, visitors must descend about 550 steps to reach the waterfall. Upon being exiting, there is another staircase with 700 steps to return to the entrance. In total, visitors will need to conquer 1,250 steps to reach the waterfall's main attraction. Listener, although the journey requires extra effort, the breathtaking beauty awaiting at the waterfall is well worth it. One of the popular photo spots at Grojogan Sewu is the bridge that stretches in front of the waterfall. This bridge is often used as a place for photos or to simply enjoy waterfall's beauty from a safe distance. For those planning to visit Grojogan Sewu Waterfall, the entrance fee for local tourists is 22,000 rupiah, while international tourists are charged 175,000 rupiah. The waterfall is open every day with operational hours from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Well, listeners, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use it properly. This program, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI's International Broadcasting Station, and the Agency for Language Development and Cultivation under the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Nusa Tenggara Barat. Di Nusa Tenggara Barat, which means in West Nusa Tenggara. You're going to listen to a conversation entitled Saya Suka. Saya Suka. This conversation takes place between Chris and Vlogger from Australia and a local resident of Lombok when visiting a horse racing arena in Bima Regency, Sumbawa Island, West Nusa Tenggara Province. During the day, Chris tells the audience that he likes horse racing. Let's listen to their conversation.
Wah, jokinya masih anak-anak ya?
Iya, ini sudah tradisi di Bima. Usia mereka belasan tahun. Anda suka pacuan kuda?
Ya, saya suka pacuan kuda. Di Australia, keluarga saya punya peternakan kuda.
After we listen to the conversation, I will give you a vocabulary related to today's topic. Saya suka, saya suka. I will pronounce them slowly and you can repeat after me. Suka, suka, which means like. Pacuan, pacuan, which means race. Kuda, kuda, which means horse. Pacuan kuda, pacuan kuda, which means horse race. Saya suka pacuan kuda. Saya suka pacuan kuda, which means I like horse racing. Jockey, jockey, which means jockey. Anak-anak, anak-anak, which means children. Tradisi, tradisi, which means tradition. In the conversation, you heard the phrase Saya suka pacuan kuda. Saya suka pacuan kuda. I like horse racing. In this phrase, there is the expression Saya suka. Saya suka. The phrase saya suka is used to express interest or liking towards something. In the context of the conversation, Chris expresses his liking for horse racing. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of the use of the phrase saya suka, or I like, to express interest or liking towards something in other sentence. Saya suka berkunjung ke tempat baru. Saya suka berkunjung ke tempat baru. I like visiting new places. Saya suka kuda berwarna hitam. Saya suka kuda berwarna hitam, which means I like black horses. Horse racing is a traditional horse race event in Bima Regency, West Nusa Tenggara Province. This activity has been registered as an intangible cultural heritage by the Indonesian government through the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. The uniqueness of Bima's horse racing includes its young jockeys, local Bima horses, and the recognition by the regional government that the horse race is part of the annual traditional events. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for further clarity, let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Wah, jokinya masih anak-anak ya?
Iya, ini sudah tradisi di Bima. Usia mereka belasan tahun. Anda suka pacuan kuda?
Ya, saya suka pacuan kuda. Di Australia, keluarga saya punya peternakan kuda.
Well, listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversation entitled Saya Suka, Saya Suka. We hope that this episode is useful for those of you who wants to learn more about the Indonesian language. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Sampai juga di titik nadir, cinta ini semakin tak mungkin ku raih.
Aku sangka sungguh teganya kau mengikat akad yang seharusnya milikku, kini miliknya. Meski hatiku untuk kamu dan hatimu tetap aku, jangan coba kita tuh bertemu. Takkan sanggup aku bertahan diam, ingin berlari memelukmu yang pernah ku miliki.
Di benakku selalu terlintas jalinan kisah kita indah samanya,
dan di pelaminan itu masih sempat kau melihat tepat ke arahku. Aku tertunggu meski hatiku untuk kamu dan hatimu tetap aku, jangan coba kita tuh bertemu. Takkan sanggup aku bertahan diam, ingin berlari memelukmu yang pernah ku miliki.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas or White Rose. The song Mawar Bodas was composed by Uko Hendarto. The lyrics tell the story of someone who goes to another village to meet his beloved girl as a Mawar Bodas, which means white rose. The white rose symbolizes his dream. Although he walks far and hit by rain and lightning, he doesn't care as long as he can meet his beloved one. Then his struggle gets nothing because his beloved one already has another lover. Well, listener, here is the song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas by Deti Kurnia. Happy listening!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yang benar saja kini ku percaya.